There you are. I was worried that you wouldn't get home from work on time tonight. I just can't go to sleep until you tuck me in. Yes, I'm way too old for this, but when Mom stopped doing it, my big brother stepped in. Now it's been our nightly routine for so many years. As you can see, I'm already in the bed, with the covers pulled up to my chin to save time. So, can you check the closet for monsters? Good. Now check under the bed, please. Thank you. And now will you give me a kiss on the forehead? Thank you. You're the best big brother in the world. Oh, and before you go, there's one more thing. I'm naked under these covers. I know that's kind of a weird thing to say, especially for a little sister to tell her big brother, but it's the truth. Look, I'll throw off the covers to prove it. No, don't look away. I specifically told you to look. I want you to see that, even despite this childish ritual, I'm not that young anymore. I have a body that's getting pretty adult. And if you maybe wanted to have sex with this almost adult body, I let you. It's not that your little sister is a slut. I've never even had sex yet. But that's kind of the point. I want you to be my first. I love you, like a little sister loves her big brother. I try to show that by being nice to you and taking care of you as much as I can. But I thought maybe I could show you a little better by letting you have sex with me. No one would have to know. Mom and Dad wouldn't. I wouldn't tell anyone. Not even my best friends. I'd just let you have sex with me and do my best to make sure you liked it. So again, look at my cute young body. Don't you want to enjoy it the way our bodies were made to be used? Just look at these cute little breasts. And this even cuter pink pussy. You're thinking about it. You feel awful about it, but you're thinking about it. About me and my body and what it would feel like to put your cock inside of me. Instead of tucking me in bed, you could be fucking me in bed. No, sorry, I don't have a condom. You know I don't. And I'm not on birth control. You're just trying to find an excuse to not have sex with me. Which is dumb, because I can tell that you want to. And I want you to do it too. I don't care if we're not using birth control. I love my big brother enough to let him come in me and risk a pregnancy. I even love you enough to carry your baby around for 9 months. I kind of want you to impregnate me. I want to look down at my pregnant stomach and be reminded that my brother did that to me. So please, I was playing with myself while I waited for you to show up. I'm so horny right now, and I've really left myself vulnerable by saying all of this to you. And letting you see me like this. At this point, you'd be a bad brother for not having sex with me. Just take those shorts off and get naked too. Then we can be naked together, with you on top of me. Then we can be even closer than we've ever been before. Don't think. Just take your shorts off. And then the underwear, too. Don't be embarrassed that your little sister has already made you so hard. But if you are embarrassed by your cock, well, I know some place you can hide it from being seen. Now get on top of me. Don't overthink this. Stop thinking about what you should do and worry about what you want to do, which is hopefully me. I'll open my legs and my arms for you and embrace you. Put it in me, please. You're already so hard, and this shouldn't be a hard decision. You're lying on top of a cute naked girl who wants to have sex with you. A girl who is so turned on by the feel of your penis rubbing against her pussy. I want to have sex with my brother. I want to lose my virginity to you. I want to have your baby. You're big, and I'm small, but we'll make this work. Wiggle your cock into me, and let your little sister show you how much she loves you. Oh, it's going in. Wait, look at me. Look your little sister in the face. I want you to know it's me, and I want you to see my face as you make a woman. I want to see your face as you do that too. Okay, now is good. Put it in me, big brother. We're doing it. We're having sex. No, we're making love. And you look so happy to be inside me. Do I feel good? Does your little sister's body feel good? I'm moving under you and against you the best I can. But you're going to need to do most of the work. I hope you don't mind. But I think I can make it worth your while. That feels so good. It's supposed to hurt my first time, but mostly it just feels so good. I think it's because you're the one inside me. My pussy was made from my brother's cock. Just look how easily you move inside of me, or how much I love what you're doing to me. Every time you thrust into me, I get such a thrill of pleasure. Part of it is just knowing that I'm giving you happiness with this. But I'm also enjoying it too. How could I not love having sex with the man I love most in the world? This is better than when I touch myself. It's so lonely when I do that. But I'm not alone when we do this. And if you make me pregnant, I'll never be alone again. I want to have your baby, and we can tuck them in a bed together someday. If it's a girl, and if she wants to, when she's old enough, you can even do with her what we're doing to make her right now. If it's a boy, well, we can keep trying to make more girls. Lots and lots of them. But it all starts with one, and that starts with us making love, and you coming in me. I didn't know if it was going to happen, but I think I'm going to come for you. And that makes me so happy. I'd be even happier if we can have our orgasms together. You can come in me just as my little pussy is quivering around you, and my underage body trembles beneath yours. It's going to be so soon, too. I can wait if you're not ready, but I think you're so close. All you need is a little coaxing, just like you needed in order to have sex with me. It's okay to come in your little sister, just like it was okay to have sex with me. Come in me. Come in me, please, because I'm about to come myself and I can't fight it anymore. guess your baby sister isn't such a baby anymore. In fact, I'll probably be having a baby of my own soon. But that doesn't mean I still don't want you to tuck me in every night, or check for monsters, or that I still don't want you to kiss me goodnight. But now, we definitely don't have to stop at just a kiss. Instead of that being the end of the night, it'll just be the beginning.